strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for February 9th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Liana. How are you doing, Liana?
I honestly, we could talk about Big Brother. We could talk about CBS's new hit show, Cousins. I'm cool with either because both seem equally interesting to me at this moment.
Can you believe that Meta didn't invite Ross to the party?
What? Oh my gosh. Shocking. And he invited all of Ross's friends. Yeah. Can you believe that? Oh my God.
Sorry, Ross. They're not really your friends. They didn't vote for you.
Wow.
We are here to talk about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Celebrity 2 live feeds. There wasn't much that happened, though, so
just that's what I'm saying. Talk about Cousins.
Yeah. The feeds were down all day leading up to the double eviction, and then they were down for a large portion of the night until they came back after the HOH competition. So we basically got, like, an hour or two, not a whole lot to cover, but we do have some, we can talk about the ramifications of what has happened and what we're looking at moving forward. So let's get into it. Feeds are down. We head to the double eviction, and in the double eviction, as we saw, Natalie was voted out first, and Julie gave a big fake out to Natalie. Natalie, before we speak, I need to inform the house guests about a twist that's about to happen. That very clearly indicates that Natalie is gonna, I was like, oh, is Natalie going back in? This has never been done before, Natalie.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I was like, oh no, Natalie's gonna be able to come back into the house. The twist has to involve her in some way, because how cruel would it be if Julie interrupts their interview to unleash this new twist on the house? And then, nope, sorry, Natalie, you're still out of the house. This only affects the people who are still playing. And I loved it when Natalie said, oh, I thought maybe I was going to get to go back. Nope.
And they didn't even need to do it that quickly. Like, they didn't need to be like, before we can even talk to you, Natalie, we need to really go quick and inform the house guests who are not even remotely ready and they missed the entire message.
Yeah, that was my other favorite part, was Ricky slowly milling around in the living room. And I thought maybe there was an error, like the audio was off in the house and so they couldn't hear it, which is why they didn't go into the living room, or there was some sort of mistake. And then Julie being all sassy afterwards. Well, since y'all missed it, I guess I'll have to tell you about it.
I'm pretty sure that when the feeds first came on, they were getting that news alert sound on occasion, just randomly, like either because of a bug or they were just playing the sound. I think they just kind of got used to hearing the noise. Uh-huh. And maybe they were just like, oh yeah, they're just playing the noise. I had just been tweeting, like, you know, they really need to stop making the Big Brother celebrity breaking news alert happen. It's way too much. Like, the Big Brother takeover was at least a little bit catchy. And I guarantee you, if they had come on the speakers, get ready for a takeover, everyone would have rushed to the living room. So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm sure that's definitely what would have happened. I don't know. I think the humor that came out of it was totally worth it. I just, in my mind, especially because Ricky now looks more homeless than he did when he started somehow, despite the fact that he's been living in a house, just him milling around, that was by far my favorite part.
Yes.
And just total neglect from everyone else. Even Ricky, who was in the room, wasn't even watching the television screen.
Yes, and then cut back to Natalie. Oh, I thought I was going. Oh, you thought you were going back in the house? No. This is
wrong.
A safety competition for your worst enemy, Tom.
Yeah. Oh, this is something we came up with to keep Tom safe, because even though he's outgoing HOH, he can still compete.
Yeah. So we get this ridiculous twist. I mean, this, what are they doing here? Come on, what are you? A safety never been done before. A safety competition that everyone can compete in. And then even if Tom doesn't win, then the person who does win doesn't get to compete in HOH, giving him a better chance of his allies winning the HOH. I mean, it's totally fair. What are you doing?
Yeah. That was the other thing, was that it wasn't just safety for him, because let's say Lolo or Ricky had won that competition, they wouldn't have been able to compete in HOH, like you said. So that's one extra person that Dina and Candy don't have to compete against.
Yes.
So,
and that would have made the odds worse in the veto, but still overall it's better. It wasn't like a huge coup, but it was a lot. And look, I am not the person that believes in the conspiracy theories. Was this made for Tom? Probably not. It probably was just another dumb idea they had that just really lined up with this particular thing in a really bad way.
Your conspiracy version is the person who comes up with the twist has to justify keeping their job. Mm-hmm. So this is an example of that, where the person who's like, oh, guys, we need a new twist. Yeah, we definitely need a new twist. And so it coincides with keeping Tom safe.
Yeah. Wow, I just saw a Marissa Winoker of a tweet condemning the Tamar dancing on Tom's grave.
Yeah, that was a bad look for Tamar. I know there are people who are defending her, especially against the people who have really come out strongly against her actions. But I mean, it was like kind of mean. It's like kind of rude. Okay.
When Aika Wong. Okay. Well, let's set this up just in case you obviously we get the twist and it does not help. The twist is completely nullified. Tamar wins it. She never needed it. Lovely. I'm pleased. Another twist, completely useless. I think there's a lot more twists that have been completely useless than have actually done anything in the house at this point in the history of Big Brother. And I'm very pleased about that. So then Tom, of course, does not win the safety competition. He does. His allies do not win HOH, and then he does not win the veto. We're going to get a Lolo HOH and a Tamar veto. Tom is going to be voted out by a vote of, you know, whatever to whatever. And then Tom is going to leave the house, and on his way out, Tamar is literally, not only had she been yelling at him apparently, but she's literally dancing, and he even Ricky gives him a hug. Lolo of all people is being a good sport and like being like, you know what, Tom, you were a great guy. And Tom is like trying to say goodbye to Tamar, and she's just like, oh. I was like, what are you doing, Tamar? This jury management is gotta be some of the worst I've ever seen. I was just like refreshing my Twitter, and I saw Marissa liking a tweet about, hey, don't be doing that. And I think we know Marissa. She's got some influence here, or she represents a viewpoint from these jurors. So this kind of ties into one of the bigger narratives of this update, which I think is one of the few updates we have, which is Tamar's jury management. It's really, really falling. Even just last night, I was saying, I think Lolo probably needs a miracle to win this game. And I think her miracle is Tamar Braxton, because I feel like Lolo might be able to beat her at this point.
I don't understand if... I don't think I know if Tamar knows how the votes work in the end. Like, I really just think that somehow she only watched the first couple episodes and didn't realize what happens with the vote at the end and what people make their decisions based on. Because I just can't imagine somebody who understands those final mechanics behaving that way. Even if you are super emotional, or, you know, you are really reacting in like a crazy way. I mean, we saw it with Ricky and Lolo still at least being able to, you know, say, hey, sorry to see you go, or whatever, at least hug him going out the door. So that's my personal opinion. I just think she doesn't really understand how it works. And that's why her behavior, I mean, on top of sort of her like normal pattern of behavior, because that's the only thing that really makes sense to me at this moment.
And yet she's the person who knows the show the best of everyone on the cast.
Does she though?
I mean, she's talking about Chicken George. Like, how does she not know this? It's insanity. And like, she did dance. She did do the happy dance when Kato was evicted, just like right after he left, and he got to see it on the monitor, which was like bad enough. But this was like in Tom's face, on his way out the door. Like, that's just so mean. And like I said, if Aika Wong is like, Tamar, girl, that was mean. You know you've done something wrong. I think, you know, Aika is like the person who rides that line. And I know there are people on either side of that line in terms of how they view Aika, but I feel like Aika knows what that line is. And yeah. Tamar clearly is past it.
Well, I think what I appreciated from Aika was this delineation between it still being humorous and making sort of the humor jabs along with the actual jabs. And this, you know, she said cross the line away from humor and more into sort of just the mean side of everything. And I think that that's definitely how it came across.
Yeah. So I just, I don't know what she's thinking here, but Tom is evicted. And I've got to say, after this double eviction, I was actually feeling a little good. I kind of, like, the second Tom won the HOH that he won, I was like, he's done in the double eviction, obviously. Yeah. And then when the twist came, I was like, I'm sorry, Tom, but like, if you stay because of this twist, I can't root for you. It's too icky. And so like, this Tom leaving is what I expected, but the way that he left was very good for Candy. And I was very happy about that because everyone knows I'm a Candy stan right now. Candy is left in a position now where the only person she needs to worry about winning the next HOH is Ricky. Other than that, she's like, easily my front runner. And I tweeted it. I think Candy is the front runner to win. I think Ricky is positioned second best. And I'm okay with that. I would love to see a Candy win. I'm feeling pretty good. Feeds come back on after the double eviction. It's pre-HOH. We've got Tamar, Lolo, and Ricky talking. And Tamar is really, really just trying to work her jury management into an even worse place. She's really working hard to do that. Now that Tom's gone, we can have fun. He was like a cloud of negativity, that Tom. He was the worst. He had to go. He must think I'm so mean for yelling at him and dancing, but he deserved it. He deserved it.
Well, now they can have fun because Tom's not there to drink all the coffee, because we know drinking coffee is a lot of fun. And so now they can drink coffee and have fun, yes. Obviously.
And Ricky, of all people, goes to Tamar. He's like, Tamar, Tom's gone. We don't need to keep talking about him like that.
I did love that. And I love Ricky saying, we don't need to say his name.
Yeah.
Let us not speak his name. He who must not be named.
we don't need to do this anymore. Like, it's so strange. Like, Ricky, I feel like, has understood, okay, I'm going to start being nicer. I'm going to start working my jury management a little bit more. And Tamar is like doing the opposite. Like, I need to start being meaner. I need to start making sure nobody votes for me in the end.
I guess.
Which is so weird, because I thought that a jury vote between the two of them would kind of be close, but I feel like no, not really, not anymore.
Yeah, I don't think anymore. I mean, I think this is a case where Ricky, especially early on, had done a lot of things to rub people the wrong way, but that sort of washes away with the recency bias of particular actions. And so that's really what you look at when you're going to make a jury vote. And the fact that these celebrities come out of the house and they are going to be influenced by the people on the outside. They're going to be influenced by people who have played the game before, people like Marissa. And that's just an inevitability. And so when you have people like Tamar who are acting this way now, I mean, that leaves sort of a darker stain on them. And so I just don't think that they're able to get votes in the end.
Yeah. And I mean, looking at it, you know, Tamar is going to be likely up against Candy, who she loses to, or the second most likely person she is in the end with, because I think that she probably would take Ricky over Lolo, is Ricky. And I was looking at it, I was like, if she's up against Ricky, it could be a close vote. It would probably come down to Jonathan and Ryan and maybe Joey, like who they would want to vote for. And that was kind of up in the air. Jonathan is kind of on record saying, like, I would hate to have to vote between those two. Mm-hmm. But Jonathan is also a big Tom Green fan. And if he watched this episode, he's probably, and he sees the reaction of Ricky being like, hey guys, let's chill on Tom. You know, he was a good guy, versus Tamar's like, there, yes, he's out of here. I danced in his face. He deserved it. And Tom did nothing to Tamar. Like, the crazy thing is, like, he actually did do a little bit of something to Lolo, in that, like, he did, they were both involved in the dissolution of that alliance. He did nothing to Tamar. Like, except for have that one conversation with her where she thought he was threatening her. And then he, in the double eviction episode, we saw Tom talking to Candy and he threw out Tamar's name and he was not even considering nominating her. That they just put that in the edit because it made more sense than the misunderstanding that it actually was. Mm-hmm. Tom, in that conversation, Candy kept saying he was threatening her. So he was like, okay, I'm not threatening. Let's throw out every single possibility. I could use the veto. I could put up Dina. I could use the veto. I could put up Lolo. I could use the veto. I could put up Tamar. They cut that part and then put it in the episode because it made more sense that way. But if, as you saw, Candy never even said outright that Tom was going to put Tamar on the block. She just assumed it and then yelled at him. And you saw Tom like, that's not even what happened. You're yelling at me and that's not even what happened.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Taryn, I really don't think you're going to get the edit that you wanted, where it was the side by side, what actually happened, and then the retelling of a story, because clearly we're not getting that in these episodes.
Yeah. I think they edited that well. It's just like, don't understand.
I mean, that's okay. So that's a problem when you have illogical behavior, is that when you're trying to put together a cohesive narrative, it's much harder to put together the true narrative when you have people acting illogically. So they try to put it together in a way that would make sense for the viewer to understand. But it just so happens then that you can't tell the quote unquote real story because it wouldn't make sense. Because the behavior doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So anyway, that's about it. Feeds go down for the HOH competition. Like I said, I'm feeling pretty good. I feel like Candy's our front runner. All she needs to do is not have Ricky win the HOH. She should be okay. Ricky wins the HOH.
Wah, wah.
I was like, I took the hit. I was like, I'm feeling good after this double eviction. You can't bring me down. And then Ricky wins the HOH. And one of the first things he says on the feeds is, Candy's my target.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, Candy better win the veto or she's going home. For those of you listening to the audio only, Taryn has collapsed to the floor in anguish, I assume, Candy. About the situation.
I wanted her to win so bad.
I know. It was rough for me, too. It's like, okay, you know what? It's okay that Tom is gone, because Candy, I think, has been playing the best game. It's been like, she is my inspiration. I love her. She's so successful. I want to be her. Oh, and Ricky won. So crap.
Things are not looking good for Candy. Ricky has a conversation with Lolo and Tamar. Candy's my target. He's going to put up Dina next to her. He asks, Tamar, is that okay? Is it all right that I'm targeting Candy? You're HOH. So there you go. He talks about Tom and how he felt like Tom had a big applause when he left. And he was like, you know what? He deserved it. He played a hell of a game. Like good for Tom. And, Tamar's like, no, they were cheering 'cause he was gone.
Yeah. I was actually really impressed with Ricky in that moment. The fact that he caught on, because I mean, I could hear it at home, and usually when it's really loud, you know that the house guests can hear it too, because we've heard stories of a previous house guest talking about when they can hear the crowd. And so I was like, oh man, I hope they hear it. And Ricky took it the correct way, interpreted the information the correct way, and Tamar took it and interpreted the information in the incorrect way. Not surprising.
The level of like self-deception. Like, again, she's watched the show. When has the crowd ever cheered loud because of the person leaving? No, they cheer because they love the person. That's how it's always worked. But somehow in Tamar's head, it's like, no, Tom is the worst person in the world. They would never cheer for him. They would only cheer because he left. They were dancing with me.
Yeah, well, he's the bad guy in the movie. And when the bad guy in the movie dies, the audience cheers, obviously. So that's how she's put two and two together.
Yeah. So Ricky decides he's gonna stay in the bedroom. He's gonna let Candy and Dina have the HOH. They just love that bedroom. It's legendary, as Natalie puts it. So that's really what's going on here. Dina and Candy discuss that, you know, they're going up on the block probably. Dina thinks that they're gonna vote her out. But they also realize that even if they do, if either of them win the veto, then, you know, Ricky will be forced to put up either Tamar or Lolo, but they won't have the votes to evict Tamar or Lolo. So they're pretty screwed.
Yeah, it's going to be one of the two of them going. Like, I mean, unless something absolutely crazy happens, just based on the house guests who can do math inside the house have figured out the fact that it doesn't really matter because there's two votes to evict, plus Ricky is the tiebreaker. So even, yeah, like you said, if either Candy comes off or Dina comes off, either Tamar or Lolo go up, but then it still doesn't matter because it's 1v1 and Ricky will break the tie in favor of either Candy or Dina going home.
Yes. So interesting stuff. Basically, in order for Candy to stay, she needs to win the veto. There is a small chance that if Tamar wins the veto, she might decide to use it on Candy. You never know. They do have this relationship. They have been working together. We know that Tamar wants to be in the final two with Candy. Doing so would betray Ricky and Lolo. So I don't know if she's willing to do that. But if she used the veto on Candy, then Lolo would go up in her place. She could still vote Dina out, which I think would ultimately be the worst thing for her game if she does still plan on taking Candy. I think if she plans on taking Candy to the final two and uses the veto and takes Dina out here, Dina leaving means that Tamar is drawing dead because mm-hmm. she wins, she takes Candy. Ricky or Lolo win, they take each other. There's no way for her to win.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, I would co-sign. Yeah, and I think that Tamar is deliberate when she chooses her words when she speaks. So, for example, when Ricky asked, "Can I have your permission to put up Candy?" Tamar said, "Well, it's your HOH." It wasn't like, "Yes, of course. Oh my gosh, I want her out." It was, "Well, it's your HOH. You know, you need to do what you need to do." And so that gives me at least a flicker of hope that there could be something where Tamar could save Candy in some way. Although ultimately, you know, it's horrible for Tamar's game, but it would be helpful for me as a Candy stan. But we'll see how it plays out.
Yes. So, you know, that's interesting there. I think that ultimately, It's you know, I was trying to think about it, like if Tamar just stopped being bad at jury management, she could use the veto on Candy and then get Lolo out, and then she would be in the end with Candy, who would take her. She would probably lose anyway, but still. But then she would force Ricky to take her to the final two. She would mm-hmm. have a 50% chance of getting to the end with Ricky and then potentially win, as long as she was capable of recognizing that she shouldn't take Candy, and she was capable of not being so mean while Ricky is being nice. Like, that is her path to win. But I'm really starting to feel like Candy, or that Tamar has kind of replaced Lolo in the She Needs a Miracle. I just don't know how she can win at all. I think that even Lolo might be able to beat her at this point. I really do, because even Lolo is being more respectful. She's kind of taking her cues from Ricky, and which I was always like, you know, Lolo just needs better friends who will are more positive. And she is kind of like taking Ricky's positive vibes. Oddly enough, Tom was maybe a little bit right that Ricky can kind of influence Lolo a little bit here. And she's being a little more respectful of Tom. And again, in the meantime, Tamar is not. So I'm really starting to feel like Lolo could potentially win this game.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I don't know if it's because Tamar feels like she is responsible for Tom going home because she won the veto competition. And so I don't know if this is a case where she's trying to say, look how bad Tom was, which makes me look better in comparison because I was the one who I was the one who got him out. So I don't know if that's sort of how she set up the dynamic in her mind, that if she sort of villainizes Tom, that makes her look better. But yeah, it's very interesting to see Lolo's behavior. I think she is 100% influenced by the people around her. Well, okay, 80% influenced by the people around her. And so now that things have sort of calmed down, it's interesting to see how she's behaving. But she, you know, she also gets sad when she got her HOH basket because she doesn't have a husband. That was very emotional for her. So I think she was going through that as well, which may have influenced her behavior.
Yes. And another thing to think about, too, though, is that Ricky winning this HOH was actually pretty bad for Lolo in the sense that she's now going to be going to the Final Four with Ricky, which means she's going to take Ricky. I think Ricky beats her. Ricky takes her. Again, Ricky beats her. And I think Tamar takes Ricky over Lolo. Mm-hmm. So she would need Tamar to take her because she's not planning on taking Tamar. I keep talking about these endgame scenarios where the person does not get their way as they're winning, as their win scenario. Except for Ricky now is in a really good spot. He has a final two with Tamar. I do think Tamar would take him if Candy's not there. He's got a final two with Lolo. Lolo will take him. I think he can beat both of them at this point. He's likely going to get to the final four with both of them, which means at least a 75% chance that he goes to the final two and wins the game. And he's being nicer on the feeds. He's being more respectful. I feel like this at this point, it's Ricky's game to lose. The one little thing that could stop that is Candy winning the veto. Candy wins the veto. You never know what might happen.
That's right. Fingers crossed.
I think there's a chance that if Candy wins the veto and the option is Dina or Tamar, Ricky and Lolo might start to think, Dina's not a threat. Tamar's won three competitions. Candy's still in the game. We know Candy and Tamar are like working together. Maybe we want to take Tamar out and leave Dina in the game.
Yeah, maybe. I think it's really interesting because the fact that you have this final four situation where the person then just picks who they're going with, the person who wins literally one competition goes to the end and picks who goes. So it's interesting because, I mean, I don't know if they perceive Dina as a threat to win. I don't think they do. The overall game, but if they perceive Tamar to be a competition threat and they really see the threshold as being you have to win that last competition, then competition prowess takes priority over the win equity in the end. And so that could potentially influence the decisions that they make, because really it is all about winning that final competition. And yeah, like you said, Tamar has proved that she can win competitions.
Yeah, I mean, especially because when the feeds came back, Ricky and Lolo were talking about Tamar and they were like, is she going to stay true to us? Candy's still here. She might want to go work with Candy. We only know that we have each other. And so if they're worried about Tamar and Candy working together and they know that Tamar has won a lot of competitions, I could definitely see an instance where if Candy is safe, they're like, well, we need to at least break up that pair. And Tamar's so good at competitions, you know, yes, maybe we don't win next to Candy in the final two, but that doesn't matter if nobody else is taking us to the end anyway. And so we just need to be more likely to get to the end. It actually is probably the better move for them. So it's interesting to think about. I don't know if they will think about it, but they might. And so you know, watch out for that.
Yeah, because I mean, if you're a duo, like if we're talking duo v duo, like what two people would you want to go up against? Candy and Dina or Candy and Tamar?
Right.
And I think Candy and Dina, obviously. I mean, Dina is the person who saw Jonathan Bennett and missed him, so she pushed that button on the newsstand competition. That's the type of person you want to compete against in the final HOH.
Yeah, if you are convinced that if either of those two win, they take each other. If either of us two win, we take each other. Then it's 100% down to competition wins. So it'll really just be a matter of like, can Tamar sell that she's going to take Ricky to the final two over Candy if Candy is safe? I think that's really what it's going to come down to there. Tamar did talk to Lolo about like, hey, who are you going to take to the final two? And Lolo was just like, yeah, I don't know. Just blew off the question. Lolo very clearly at this point not taking Tamar, and I think Tamar probably realizes that. So Another interesting thing to know.
Well, and yeah, Tamar was trying to make the argument that, well, no one likes me. You should take me. And I was like, that is true. It seems like the jury does not like you.
Lola was like, I don't know about that. People love you. You won the fan favorite thing, you know?
Yeah. And that's the thing is that, you know, because she got the power of the publicist, even though they don't know, but they all know, thinking about, oh, maybe she is really well liked and that could translate to the other people who play the game. She might get AFP, you know, so that is floating around in their minds also, which I think that makes Lolo, yeah, for sure, want to take Ricky and not Tamar.
Yeah, I think I said if Joey wins that power, I think that it kills his chances of winning the game because nobody would ever take him to the end. I think it had less of an impact on Tamar, but it still has some impact. You know, this idea, especially with a system set up where you have to be taken to the final two at the final four, any perceived likability, especially coming from an outside objective source, is really a huge detriment to you. I think it really could, because again, I think that Lolo taking Tamar is her only win condition at this point. Could really cost the win is winning that publicist power.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that that's what makes this final four really bizarre, is because it the only way you have to get there is to win, and you're choosing between three people to take with you. And so, yeah, like you said, it does boil down to if you think that that person would be liked at all, you absolutely don't take them. So unless you have three goats to choose from, you know, you're going to end up picking the person that you perceive to be the least liked.
Yes. So as of right now, I'm looking at Ricky as the very heavy favorite to win this game, probably followed by Dina, who's got, you know, she's probably going to stay as long as Candy doesn't win the veto. Dina is probably going to be safe. And here's the thing. Even if Candy does win the veto, Tamar might leave instead of Dina, at which point Dina has at least, you know, a 1 in 4 chance of winning that final four HOH. She hasn't won anything yet, but she's not been too far from winning things. Like, she's only like a couple of questions behind in most question competitions. And she was only a couple numbers away in the, you know, competitions last night. So it's not impossible, especially with only competing against only three people. And if she wins that, she wins the whole game. Hands down, I think she wins against anyone in a jury vote, no matter what. And then if Candy does win the veto and Candy still stays, I think that she has an even better shot, because I think that there's a chance that Candy would take her to the end over Ricky or Lolo. Although Candy's probably smart enough to realize she should not take Tina and she should take Lolo. But you never know. You never know with these people. So, you know, I think Tina's probably second most likely. Then I think Candy, just by the sheer fact of she could win the veto. If she wins the veto, then she's got a decent chance of sticking in here and winning that final four HOH and winning the game. And then I'm really at this point, I don't know, Tamar and Lolo, it's just so hard seeing them win the game in any scenario at this point.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think if the fact that Candy has such an uphill battle ahead of her, I think that the third spot really is the right place to put her just because of that. But I think, I mean, for me, I would put money on Ricky, just because I really think that based on what we've seen from competitions, again, you never know. We could see Dina win. But I think the fact that Lolo and Ricky are so close, for sure, they're both going into the final four. I mean, if that's a 50% chance, even if you're just saying straight probability, not based on previous win competitions or competition wins. Oh my gosh, I'm Kato Caitlin-ing right now. Or Dina-ing. My driver's bus expired license, whatever. Yes. I vict to a vote. That was so good. I think Ricky is most likely the odds on favorite to win. That's who I'd put my money on.
And I mean, he has been probably the most strategic player throughout the entire season. We've talked about it before. He's been the best positioned player throughout most of the season. It's really just his only weakness has been the weird moments that he has, like when he calls Tom a prick, or when he's, he throws in a little bit of trash talk with Lolo or Natalie. But apart from that, he has been probably the most strategic. I'd still say Candy's a better overall player, but you can see where Ricky is positioned super well right now, and it's because of the work he's been doing throughout the season. And I think that we've also talked about how, you know, his trash talking has been more strategically focused than some of the other trash talking in the house. So, you know, it's not the ideal outcome, but it's an outcome.
That's true. It is an outcome of this game.
Yeah. We also had the fan favorite thing. I feel like, especially with the timing of when fan favorite was announced being right at like Tom's downfall, I really feel like Tom has it.
Yeah, I think so too. I feel really strongly that it's going to be Tom. I think that he's somebody that has been shown in just sort of a really silly, weird, positive light on the show. And I think sometimes we can underestimate the power of the casual viewer who's not keeping up with the feeds. And so I think that they're seeing Tom on the show just doing his fun coffee song and his weird cereal bird thing that was never explained if you're a casual viewer, and so you have absolutely no context for that occurring, but it's kind of this just bizarre lovable thing. And so I have to imagine that he's the front runner for America's Favorite Housecast.
Yeah, from what I've seen from the casual audience, they're super pro Tom, very anti Tamar, and I think that even a lot of the feeders are pro Tom and anti Tamar. I think Tamar would likely be the second most likely, but honestly, I'm not even sure at this point. So I really feel like it's probably Tom here, especially because he also gives that sort of you know, giving the fan favorite to the person that everyone thought was the bad guy when they thought they were the good guy. As soon as Tom wins it, Tamar is going to be like, whoa. And you know, Lolo and Ricky are going to, at this point, Ricky's like, he knows. But Tamar would be very annoyed.
Yeah, I would love to see that face, getting that Frankie Grande reaction. I think what shouldn't be overlooked is also the voting mechanic of how you vote, because I think one of the reasons why Tamar was able to win The Power of the Publicist is because it was on Twitter, and different fan bases can coalesce on different social media platforms. And so the fact that if you have Twitter being where you vote, you're going to have a bias towards those people who more heavily use Twitter. Whereas if you vote on the CBS website, then, you know, it doesn't necessarily have a bias towards one social media platform or another. And so I think that that also is in Tom's favor and to Tamar's detriment.
I agree. And I think that, you know, what happened with the Twitter votes is that, you know, Tamar had like her sister and other people who are huge on Twitter to support her. And I think that incentivizes people to vote on Twitter to reply to like a Toni Braxton tweet with the hashtag, you know, being like, hey, look, like, see me, I'm supporting. Whereas if it's just a link, then you have there's no visible way, and it's an extra step. And so I think that the sort of who has the most social media following has less of an impact on a CBS vote, and the viewers of Big Brother have more influence with that one. So yeah, something to think about.
Things to think about.
Yes. So, like I said, not much in the way of updates, but lots to talk about in terms of analysis and everything around that. I'll probably do is starting tomorrow or maybe Monday, we'll just we'll start going over what we expect the final four to be in terms of like what their game has been and what their chances are, kind of like how we do the end of the game retrospectives on the last few days of the live feeds for the regular season. There's not a whole lot to talk about in terms of their game, so we'll just kind of combine it with updates as well and see how that goes. It's just kind of just like it's a nebulous thing right now, but we'll have fun with it.
Yeah, so I don't know if you have an insight into the schedule, but I know that they were told last night that they had to be up early today and that there's going to be some sort of lockdown. So I don't know if they're going to be doing the competition, if there's going to be then like a retrospective on the season or something like that. One of those, oh, remember this moment type deals. But I remember hearing that at some point last night. So I don't know what the feed situation is going to look like today.
I mean, look, they have a lot of footage that they can use that they did not use. I'll grant them that. But a clip show for a 3-week season is, even when you have a ton of gold that you left on the cutting room floor, that's still pretty like, really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that it's for sure going to happen, but just in case, prepare yourself.
Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much all I've got for you. I do want to just say people's emotions are running high. The double eviction is a crazy intense time. You know, a lot of people are yelling at each other. Let's just remember Tom's message, everyone. It's just a game. It's just a game. We don't need to be mad. We don't need to call people names. You know, some people are doing things we disagree with. That's fine. It doesn't make them a terrible person. It's just a game. We're all good. We can live in harmony and peace and wonderful happiness, love and light.
Love and light. Fun, fun, fun. Big Brother is a lot of fun.
Yes. All right. That's all we've got for you. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taryn. Liana is at Liana Boris. And, yeah, tune in tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern. Tell you everything that happened today on the Big Brother Celebrity 2 live feeds. Thanks for joining us. See you next time.